The Supreme Court grappled today with a case out of Alabama that tests what kind of gerrymandering is acceptable under the Constitution. In the past, the court has said that if the primary motive for drawing legislative lines is race, that is unconstitutional. If it's partisan advantage, it's fine. Trouble is, it's often hard to tell the difference. NPR's legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
When Alabama's Republican legislature drew new district lines after the 2010 census, African Americans accused the Republicans of packing the black vote into a smaller number of districts. For example, moving 1/6 of the eligible black voters from majority white districts into districts that were already majority black. They charged that the purpose was to consolidate the black vote, limiting its effect. On the steps of the Supreme Court today, Alabama House member John Knight noted that some new districts have black majorities that well exceed 70%.
They basically admitted that was for racial reasons, and we call it stacking and packing.
But Alabama Solicitor General Andrew Brasher disagreed.
Although those changes might have correlated with race, those changes were not driven by race.
Inside the court chamber, lawyers Richard Pildes and Eric Schnapper opposed the GOP plan. They told the justices that the Republicans had used racial quotas by requiring that every majority black district retain at least the same percentage of African American voters that it had in the previous election plan. Lawyer Pildes noted that as a measure of just how far the state was willing to go, the GOP redistricting plan broke up state counties, defying a state constitutional provision that mandates counties be preserved in redistricting. Chief Justice Roberts, I think the Attorney General would have come down on Alabama like a ton of bricks if it had reduced those percentages. Answer, that's not so. In the 2000 and 1993 redistricting plans approved by the Justice Department, the percentage of black voters was reduced in many districts, some by as much as 19%. Justice Kennedy, if one political party can reduce the number of minorities in a district for partisan purposes so that reliably Democratic African American voters are more spread around, then why can't the other party do the opposite? I sense that there's a one-way ratchet here. Justice Scalia, black voters are moved in and out of districts because we assume blacks are overwhelmingly Democrats. Lawyer Schnapper, however, argued that the GOP plan was very calculated and race-based. The evidence for that, he said, is that the plan moved not just voting precincts into and out of districts, it split precincts, relying only on racial data, not partisan outcomes. Next up to the lectern was U.S. Solicitor General Donald Verrilli, taking a position embraced by neither side in this case. He urged the justices to send the whole case back to the lower court because it had used mistaken interpretations of the law. Chief Justice Roberts noted that if the court does that, Alabama would no longer be bound by the voting rights provisions that the Supreme Court struck down last year. Replied Verrilli, it is what it is. When it was Alabama's turn to argue, State Solicitor General Andrew Brasher told the justices that the state's motives were not racial, that the legislature was just trying to equalize the population of the districts and to preserve the status quo in majority black districts. Justice Kagan, but in no interpretation of the act does a 76% black district have to stay a 76% district, which is the position you are taking. Justice Kennedy appeared to agree. He said Kagan's question points up the fact that the defenders of this plan did not claim this was a partisan gerrymander. If race was not the purpose, what was the purpose? Justice Alito, if you're forced to a do-over on redistricting and the state comes up with a purely partisan plan that produces a drastic reduction in the number of African-American senators and House members, would that be a violation of the existing Voting Rights Act provisions? Answer, not necessarily, but I do not know what would happen, quite frankly. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.